So let's begin here and talk about your parents, your mother's name and her maiden name, where she was born and where she grew up.
My mother grew up, and I'm really glad that you're wanting to talk about my parents, because I had an amazing family. I really did. I absolutely adored my parents, and they were absolutely great parents. My mother grew up on a farm with 8 siblings. There were actually 9 siblings. One died shortly after he was born. But she grew up on a farm near Hazleton, Kansas. I grew up in Kiowa, Kansas, and it's only 6 miles from Hazleton to Kiowa, and my parents moved there to put my sister and I in Kiowa schools. I started kindergarten there, but my mother, specifically back to her, she was a terrific mother, and she was very active as a child, riding horses. My grandfather had a very active farm. He tilled the ground, and they had a huge cattle operation, several horses, and I grew up on that farm as well. But my mother and my father married very young, while they were still in high school, at the age of 17. They had 2 kids by the time they were 19, and a third at 21. We were a very close-knit family. The church was important to my family. I swear that I was in church before I was a week old, and it was just standard procedure that we were in church every Sunday. My parents were warm and loving, and although my father never really had the, and you asked about my mother, if it's okay, I'm going to move into my father.
Okay, Keith, let me just ask you, your mother's name first, what was her name?
Norma Jean Gates.
Okay, and then your...
Norma Jean Gates Ballard.
And then your father's name?
William Edward Ballard.
All right, now, yes, and now talk about your father.
Okay, my dad was an extraordinarily bright guy. He really was. But they were married young, and they had these kids, and they totally dedicated their lives to their kids. They were great parents. My father did whatever work he could get in Kiowa. To say that we grew up poor would be accurate. We did, as far as having things, we did grow up poor, but we grew up rich. It was a very strong, loving family, very supportive. My dad actually worked just whatever he could find. They were determined not to leave Kiowa, and it was a great place to grow up. For a good period of time, my father was the janitor at school where I went, and my father had an enormous IQ, and I'm not exaggerating that. He was absolutely a brilliant guy, and he really found his place in the church and was a leader in the church. But, and I'm serious about this, he was such a person of well-read, high IQ, and he swept the floors in the schools at Kiowa, Kansas, in order to ensure that his kids would have a bright future. John, I swear that I really believe that my parents began talking about college when we were in the crib. That's all I ever heard. Not all I ever heard. There was a huge emphasis on you will go to college. And we all did. But there are things that I want to say about my family, but I'm going to stop there and let you ask the questions.
Curious, the church you attended, what denomination was it?
Methodist.
Okay. And you name your brothers, did you have brothers and sisters, your siblings?
Yes, I had an older sister, a little over a year older than me, Connie Jean Ballard, and I had a younger brother. We were so close, and we played sports together. We were very active in sports. We were all three really good students. I don't want to sound braggadocious, but that was the expectation from my parents. My brother and I were extremely close. And sadly, he got cancer and died at the age of 20. It was a monumental moment in my life. I was so upset. I was so emotional. I can't begin to stress how close-knit my family was. And my older sister was kind of the commander of the Corps, and she was a fabulous older sister. My brother was a very good athlete. He went to college on a football scholarship, but he could have gone on a basketball scholarship. And he was a very good student as well. And he got cancer and died at the age of 20. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this, John. On his deathbed, 2 days before he died, I was teaching in Coweta at the time, and we had gone home for the weekend, and we knew that he was likely going to die soon. And so he called me into his bedroom. This is very impactful. While I have not the sharpest memory with this ALS, I can still remember it like it was yesterday. He called me in and said that he wanted to talk to his brother, and he's lying there on his deathbed, and he told me that he really appreciated the fact that we, all of us siblings, were so close, so protective of each other, very loving to each other. And he said, I'm not going to be able to go on. You have to accept that, that I'm going to go to heaven very soon. And while I don't want you to live your life for me, I want you to do really well in your life. What is too bad is I believe that you and I would have always been connected in some way. And actually, he was one semester short of graduating from college. And what he had decided that he was going to do, he was going to teach and he was going to coach, but he was going to live in Kiowa, and on the side, he was going to keep the agriculture part going. That's what his will was. It had a huge impact on me. It was motivating for me for the rest of my life. to do well, because I was not only representing myself, but I was representing my precious brother. My sister and I remained extremely close. And my brother's name was William Joseph Ballard, but he went by Joe.
Yes.
Joe Ballard. My sister and I remained extremely close over the years. My sister started out as a home ec teacher. She was a wonderful cook, and she really enjoyed that. She ended up being a librarian, and she moved to Topeka, Kansas. We remained extremely close until she died of cancer a few years ago. Hmm. Right before I took over at Tulsa Public, my sister died. And both of my parents, my father died fairly young. My mother lived into her 80s, and I actually moved my mother to assisted living here in Claremore, where I live. And so she got to be a part of our lives at the end. I get, some of this up by saying I was absolutely blessed with a splendid home life.
Yes.
Did we have money? No, we did not.
Yeah.
But we had opportunities. And I went to work on the farm when I was really very, very young. And my brother and I ran a hay truck, and we never won it. And we never won it because there were ample opportunities. I had uncles who were involved in agriculture. I had grandfathers who were involved in agriculture. And I grew up hauling hay. I grew up herding cattle. I grew up driving a tractor. I don't even know how old I was when they put me on the tractor. But I had a blessed upbringing. No, we didn't have money, but we had everything else. We had the church, and I believe that laid the foundation for my future success. My father always talked about all of his kids going to college. Two graduated, a third was one semester short. I'm glad that you led with my family, John.
Yep.
Because it had a huge impact on my life.
Yes.